Good to have you with us, Yuka. Lots of problems for internet users early today. Amazon's cloud computing service, it is slowly recovering, it says, after a widespread outage. It knocked many sites offline.
Well, Sharon, Amazon Web Services, or AWS, says it found significant errors in its domain name system, or DNS, which translates website names to IP addresses so browsers and apps can load on internet-connected devices. No evidence of foul play has been reported, and the company says the DNS issue has been fully mitigated amid reports of a resurgence in issues. The outage serves as another reminder of just how everyday life has become increasingly reliant on a handful of big tech companies. Here's Florent Marché with more.
Internet users were cut off from their favorite video games, language learning apps, social media outlets, and important online tools as Amazon Web Service outages knocked them offline. The company says a technical issue which originated in Virginia prevented applications from accessing an interface that connects computers to each other. The head of an internet performance monitoring firm says the malfunction will have major consequences.
The financial impact of this outage will easily reach into the hundreds of billions due to loss in productivity for millions of workers that cannot do their job, plus business operations that are stopped or delayed from airlines to factories.
While some apps were back up and operational during the day, they experienced a resurgence in the same problems hours later. The incident highlights the dependence of governments, businesses, and individual users on its cloud services. Microsoft Azure, Google Cloud, and Amazon Web Services account for more than 60% of the cloud computing market. Amazon is the industry leader with more than 1 million active monthly users.
We live in an era right now where we are very dependent on the cloud providers, so we need them to be at the top of their game, and today Amazon was not.
It's the first major global internet disruption since cybersecurity and tech company CrowdStrike distributed a faulty update last year, which crashed millions of systems, impacting operations in banks, hospitals, and airports.
Well, Yuka, for those of us who may not be fully across this, just talk to us a little bit more about the global cloud market and what exactly that looks like.
Well, it is certainly a fast-growing sector, Sharon, particularly now with artificial intelligence driving up data usage. According to a World Bank report published last year, the cloud and data infrastructure market has been growing at an annualized rate of between 20 to 35%. Meanwhile, Goldman Sachs predicts that revenue from cloud computing is set to rise to $2 trillion by the end of this decade. But because cloud computing requires large-scale infrastructure and investment, the market is dominated by just a handful of big tech companies, as we heard in that report. Now, despite the outage, Amazon's shares rose 1.6% on the market amid a broader tech rally, with investors turning their eyes to a slew of corporate earnings reports coming out later this week. All three main Wall Street indexes closed the day up more than 1%.
And here in France, Yuka, banking giant BNP Paribas had its worst day in months on the stock market.
Well, the bank's stock took a nosedive on Monday, falling as much as 10% at one point and closed down at 7.7%. This after a jury in the United States found that BNP Paribas had helped Sudan's government commit genocide by providing banking services in violation of US sanctions. The federal jury in Manhattan on Friday ordered the French bank to pay around $20 million to three Sudanese plaintiffs, now US citizens, who testified about human rights abuses under former President Omar al-Bashir. The company says it will appeal the verdict.
Well, the bank BNP tumbled, Yuka. Meanwhile, very good day for Kering, the luxury group. It was the best performer on the stock exchange here in Paris today on the news that it's selling its beauty unit to L'Oreal.
Well, Kering shares jumped nearly 5% on Monday. The parent company of Gucci, Balenciaga and Alexander McQueen and host of other luxury fashion brands is letting go of its beauty wing only 2 years after launching it. The €4 billion sale to L'Oreal is seen as a way to reduce its debt, which rose 24% to €10.5 billion at the end of last year. The deal is the first major move by Luca Di Meo since he took the helm as Kering's CEO in September, after more than three decades working for automaker Renault. L'Oréal will now have the luxury perfume line House of Creed and exclusive licenses to other beauty products. Now, early on Monday in Tokyo, though, the Nikkei 225 closed at a fresh record high, jumping more than 3%. This on the announcement that Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party has formally agreed to form a coalition with right-wing populist party Nippon Ishin no Kai, paving the way for hardline conservative Sanae Takaichi to become Japan's first female prime minister. She was elected the LDP's new party leader more than 2 weeks ago, but has been struggling to secure a majority vote in parliament to be elected prime minister after a long-time coalition partner, the pacifist Komei To, pulled out. She is now poised to replace Shigeru Ishiba and become Japan's first female leader on Tuesday.